Good afternoon, everyone. And I'm pleased to be here. And thank you for the opportunity to actually provide some examples of what we are doing in Moldova. And indeed, for the past 2 years, we have been, I would say, revolutionary in a certain way, in a positive way, in the energy sector. First, we have actually set in place this energy efficiency fund in the residential sector. Because the residential sector as such has the biggest consumption in the energy sector, roughly 45% share. So these are old buildings, mostly built in the Soviet times, say between 50s to, or rather 70s to 90s, most of the building stock. So we have put in place a mechanism where basically we're aiming to renovate both on one hand the multi-apartment buildings where up to, so we have 70% grant, 30% is loan, but we even went more than that and identified, we're providing allocations, financial allocations on the basis of the energy vulnerability criteria. Yeah, we have like 6 categories of energy vulnerability in the country to make sure that they are capable to secure this transition and to pay back for that loan. And the same goes then also for the individual houses. So it's not just retrofitting in the usual measures that you have for retrofitting, but it also comes in additions with the biomass boilers for the highly vulnerable ones, like we have seen in North Macedonia, but also with PVs installed and including heat pumps. Heat pumps also hold a huge potential. We'll see, hopefully, a drop in price as the consumption and their usages increase. But then this exercise for us, this Residential Energy Efficiency Fund, has also underlined the importance to collaborate closely with the banks. And also in the first panel, a gentleman from HSBC has also underlined this aspect, so I'm glad to see the financier stressing this point. It's important that we find a solid collaborative framework between the financial institutions and the state institutions, and also with the homeowners associations. How do we build that trust? How do we cover those risks that the commercial banks are seeing in the sense of the payback capacity by the homeowners associations? So basically we had to push and we're creating new financial instruments in energy efficiency, because it's a brand new instrument. And also, by the way, energy efficiency projects, they can be quite reliable when it comes to a payback mechanism, because you have emission reduction, consumption reduction. The state bears less cost because you do not allocate as much when it comes to compensations, say, when the prices, gas prices are going off the roof, like in 2022. And you create also jobs. So it's a whole cycle there with positive benefits for both, right? So for the end consumer, the banks as well, because they evolve this liquidity, but also generating new jobs and having a boon to the economy. But for that, you really need to trigger. So it's a full collaborative framework, I call it. I will stop here because I think also tomorrow and after tomorrow there are some great sessions, but really good interventions. Thank you.